This is NPR Illinois. I'm Sean Crawford. There have been numerous rallies since the election in November. And in Springfield this Saturday, a March for Trump will bring together supporters of the new president. We talk with one of the organizers, Jessica Weatherholt. She's from the Effingham area and is helping put together the only one of these events in Illinois.
The slogan for the March for Trump is "Stop the fight, let's unite." And that's really the message that we're trying to get out is, you know, we just want to get everybody to kind of join together in support for our president. We understand that he may not be, you know, the everyone's choice, but he is our president and we need to stand behind him and we need to show him support, because if we're against our president, we, you know, it puts us against ourselves and America, and, you know, and we really all just need to unite and support him and work together, because that's how we're going to make America great again.
And I know you've been watching some of the protests, the marches and others that have been going on. What do you think that people in those communities, what are they missing about the president in your mind?
I don't know if I've really thought about like what they are missing. I don't want to speak badly of them, because I know everybody has a different viewpoint and they support, you know, different issues. So I think for me, what I really like about Donald Trump is his experience in business, and being in business myself and having employees underneath me. Like I understand how hard it is to make things work for my employees. And, you know, it's hard to be in business. And I think that being that he is so experienced in it, he can help the small businesses in our country and make it easier to start up businesses. And that's just what I really like, is that I think he'll be able to turn the economy around. He is a Republican, but I hope that, you know, he listens to everybody else's point of view and tries to do right by, you know, what the majority wants.
A lot of people came out and voted for Donald Trump, got energized by his campaign, that really had not been that involved in politics before. Are you one of those people? Were you did you align yourself with one party or anything like that before this election?
I really, over the last few years, have started to get more into politics. And I guess, like, over the last couple of years, you know, just trying to figure out, like, where my place is on the political spectrum. And I know that I have a lot of, you know, things that align with the Republicans, definitely. But, you know, I have a lot of other things that I'm passionate about that, you know, might be considered more liberal. Like, you know, when it comes to the environment and factory farming and, you know, those types of things, I kind of am just trying to find my place, but it kind of puts me in the middle to where I, you know, I see both sides and I try to keep an open mind and understand, you know, like why people, you know, have the viewpoint that they do.
I'm sure there are going to be people saying, you know, why hold a rally for President Trump? He's only been in office a few weeks and he won the election. Isn't that enough of a show of support? So what's your response to that?
There have been a couple people, you know, that have made comments, you know, asking why we're doing it, why we're having a rally for someone who's, you know, already in office. And I just think that there's been a lot of negativity out there towards the president, and a lot of it's, you know, been on the mainstream news that's just, you know, just constant negativity. And we want to show him some support. We want to get that out there that, you know, his supporters are here and, we're still here and backing him. One of the reasons why, you know, we're holding this rally, too, is because of all of the protests and like marches that took place. I don't really feel that I belong to any of those, and so I wanted to do something that I felt like, you know, I want to unite people. I can stand behind that. I just wanted to, you know, quit being a Facebook politician and, you know, read and post online and take action. Just get out there and do something.
I did notice in the news release about the rally that You're basically saying this is a peaceful event, and you're really making it clear to people if they want to come there to start trouble. And that includes supporters of Donald Trump or opponents, that that's not what this is about.
Correct. We want both sides to be respectful. I know that there can be bad seeds and you know, on both sides that kind of, you know, it makes you cringe a little bit that you're like, oh, what, you know, why'd that one person have to ruin it for the rest of us? And we understand that, but yeah, we just want everybody to come together and be peaceful and be respectful to each other. It's, you know, if people are going to come and protest, that's their right to be out there. We just ask that, you know, they don't antagonize us. And we ask that, you know, the people that are there to support Donald Trump don't antagonize the protesters.
It seems as though a lot of the Trump voters this year have been criticized, I guess would be a good word for it. Some people calling them low information voters. They didn't know what they were doing. They went out and voted for Donald Trump. People were saying that about them. How did you feel about that as somebody who did support him?
Well, I think that, you know, you have your choice of media outlets that you turn to. And so, there's so much information out there and not enough knowledge. And so you can look up something and find something just about anything that you want on the internet. And I really, I did my research on the issues that were important to me. We could say that about the other side as well. It's just a matter of, you know, looking not just for the negatives of the opponent, but the positives too.
That's Jessica Weatherholt, one of the organizers of the March for Trump rally. It's happening in Springfield Saturday at the state capitol. It's the only one of the events in Illinois, although they're being held in many other states. The Springfield rally gets underway at 11 at the state capitol. It features various speakers.